Robbie is swaying on his feet. For years, those swaying feet have served him well. In the dim light of a high lamppost, he looks at his watch. There is time enough. He moves on. High above on the hill, lights shine in a high-rise apartment.
No harm in having a little confrontation with Miss Latha. Just a harmless little skirmish. Open, oh sesame. Don't be afraid. It's only Robbie. The one who made a star of you. You cooperated with me, and I publicized you to the high heavens. Now you're among the stars. A whiff of expensive perfume. Miss Latha approaches. She has changed the entire furniture. She too seems to have changed.
Mr. Robbie, why have you come at this late hour?
Late hour? The evening has just begun, Miss Latha. Just now the stars have opened their eyes. Oh, you've changed the entire furniture. You two have changed.
Robbie, what do you want?
Miss Latha, I'm in a bit of a bother because of your Chandramohan. He has asked for that roll of film you wanted. You've seen those shots. They're marvelous. Chandramohan is just crazy about those snaps.
Well?
I can give you that roll for only 2,000 rupees.
For only 2,000?
Well, I'm not asking for 5,000, am I?
Robbie, you're really a noble man, a thorough gentleman.
Miss Latha, do you remember the days when you used to live in a dirty Bandra slum with your drunkard father? In fact, he was your stepfather, wasn't he? You smell so sweet, Miss Latha. But then when you were in Bandra, your body did not smell so nice. Your stepfather used to fall at my feet and plead, Robbie dear, please take some photos of her. Make her a pin-up girl. Make her a star. Take her photos in whatever pose you want. You remember that? And you used to take off your clothes. And I used to photograph you in so many poses. I still remember, on your right thigh, there's a lovely birthmark. I used all my artistic ingenuity to make a star out of that birthmark. What rent do you pay for this flat, Miss Latha? Or should I ask Chandramohan?
Robbie, get out of here.
In time.
Go away. If you don't, then only your dead body will go.
Dead body? I saw a dead body just a few minutes ago. The dead body of old Joseph. He has a daughter. I can make a star of her, like you. I bet she'll be a better star. Oh. It was real heady stuff she gave me. Made of Nagpur oranges. Better than whiskey.
The curtain of the inner door parts and Robot makes his grand and dramatic appearance. He is of Iranian pedigree. His body ripples with muscles. His eyes have the look of an obedient dog. His fists are enormous. He is known in the film world as the Steamroller.
Mr. Robbie, you played some little tricks. Now let me show you some big tricks.
I make her a star and she calls in this animal.
Robbie stands up. Robot's fist crashes against his jaw. Robot picks him up and throws him against the door. He somehow manages to open the door. Robot kicks him in the back and he goes down the stairs on all fours.
Too bad, Robbie.
He comes to a slithering stop on the landing. His bag is not with him.
I'll go back and skin that Irani dog. Give me my bag, you bastard! Oh, God, here it comes again. Keep the bag, bastard. There's nothing in it. Where I keep my weapons, nobody knows. Nobody can reach them.
For some time, Robbie sways like a pendulum below a lamppost. Finally, his eyes focus on his watch. 1 hour remains. He feels inside his pocket. The 100-rupee note is safe, but not sound. It is wet with sweat. He stops a taxi, flops down in the back seat, and asks the driver to take him to the harbor. His saliva is saltish. He wipes his mouth with a handkerchief and looks at it. It is too dark to see. Shadows flash past the taxi. He closes his eyes. In the surrounding darkness, a lonely light shines brightly in a single window. The 5-story building looks like a 1-eyed giant.
The prey is waiting for me.
His mouth still tastes saltish. In the shadows lurk women shadowy figures. Their pimps whistle. There is dearth neither of prey nor of hunters.
Oh, damn, the lift is closed.
The whole place is cocooned in an eerie silence. He advances towards the room on tiptoe.
Seth, you could be murdered up here, Robbie. Easily murdered. Seth. Seth Sahib. What's this?
He looks through the window. Below him, there is shadowy movement.
A jeep? Uniforms. Oh, my God, the police. God, Jesus!
He rushes up the stairs in a blind panic. There is no one on the terrace. He jumps to the neighboring terrace. This terrace, too, is deserted. From there, he jumps to the 3rd terrace and with silent steps hurries down the stairs. He comes out on the road through the back entrance. No one is following him, not even a dog. It is now past midnight. He stops. In a nearby house, it is business as usual. Bottles by the dozen are going to and fro. So is the money, so are the bodies. Only Ravi is standing still. A strange smell is coming from old Joseph's house. The smell of camphor, or joss sticks, or something else which he cannot quite make out. The candle still flickers under the portrait of the Virgin Mary. In the dim light lies the body of old Joseph, shrouded in a torn, dirty sheet.
Robbie? Oh, I forgot to lock the door. You must go. Get out of here. There is no liquor here. There is nothing here. It is finished. Blood? My God, you are covered with blood.
It's all right, it's mine.